I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's.
I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
We're on the air.
Back. Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They got full-time spots in financial sales, compliance.
Think about that.
Operations, other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive
Europe.
Benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Global's the part that gets me a little bit more.
Big time.
Right now, my world doesn't really revolve much around global. It's not. I just try to get down, whip down O Street to go home. That's about it. That kind of wraps it up for
us. That's okay.
I have a lot of feelings in global.
Mm-hmm.
Then also, tell you what, could you imagine this one? Could you imagine all of a sudden we're sitting here and all of a sudden from this side right here on O Street, here comes Carson Schott, and then here came Garth Glissman, and they met right here.
Jeez.
Could you imagine those two, both tall, fit,
accomplished,
quite accomplished,
young.
You'd probably talk about the completion, the touchdown in the end zone. I'm sure Garth, I remember it.
Hey, let's be honest here. Garth Glissman is a possible successor to Greg Sankey.
Oh, I would say I think the odds are high. It's not like going like, well, it's
Waverly.
A 10% chance. There's a chance that Garth, he went to the NBA, and then now if all three of us took an IQ test together, we could work together. And Garth had his. It wouldn't end well for the stool.
He's a trained attorney.
Yeah, he's.
And he's obviously doing very well. Now, I don't know the politics with the SEC commissioner thing, but you'd think he's in that sort of the conversation, right?
Yeah. And just so you know, that.
Am I wrong, Jake? Is that going too far?
No, absolutely.
There's probably right somebody sure. else.
How could he not be considered?
Right. But can you imagine if we know personally the commissioner of the SEC.
That would be nice to have him on our show.
That'd be nice to have him come in. Yes, when you're back here, maybe stop in. It'd be awesome to have him.
Have a seat.
Yeah, we got to keep this show going for a few years until he gets that office.
But also, like that, it's not saying he's not 50.
He's up there.
He's
Greg Sankey.
I think he's probably like mid-60s, I think. I think he's mid-60s.
What do you got to get? What's your guess?
66.
I'm going to say 64.
Again, type it in.
Yeah.
Type it in. Greg Sankey is 61.
Oh, he's pretty young. He's
pretty young still.
He's got some years.
He's got some time, yeah. Which is actually probably good for Garth to have more years underneath that.
In a hurry.
Yeah.
But Garth is living quite a life.
He's quite a lifestyle.
He's too well.
He's on a lot of private planes. I think when those planes take off out of there, I don't know if he's getting like that.
I don't know.
If he's got to do like a bunch of, he's sitting commercial. In the middle seat, 32B. I don't think that's his seat. No.
I should have known too at better. Than to ask that question, where's he really like going or what's made an impression? Because he's got to be neutral.
Yeah.
There's got to be some neutrality, I guess.
It is time, without further ado, for Bill's Thrills.
The Thrills.
Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
is this going to be a bonanza? Right.
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
The king of remodels, kitchen, bath, whole house, and more. Please text or call Randy.
Knee brace.
402-417-5204. Dinert Contracting.
Thank you, Randy. I wonder if Randy didn't have to do any work out there at the Glissman Farm. That would be, I probably should have said something to Garth. If they need something done, we have a guy.
Yep.
Probably should have brought that up. But Randy can, because he also.
A guy in a cape.
A guy in a cape will show up. That would probably confuse Garth a little bit. Garth is, there's a guy in a cape that can show up at your parents' farm that can help you with any sort of remodel that you need.
He's got a red cape on.
He's got a red cape
it's
on.
It's like velvet cape.
He's got a knee brace over his jeans. I love when someone wears
the knee. He great work. Trust him.
When people wear the knee brace over the jeans, that's incredible. When you see it, it's like it stands out.
Okay,
it stands out. Randy has it, and he's getting things done.
He's got a knee brace over his jeans. It's kind of dorky, Randy.
he gets things done.
Exactly. All right, here we go. With this old school.
It's real simple. There's not really a title at all to this like that. It's Northwestern Wednesday.
So oh, it is.
I was getting a hold of Jake last night on yes. some possible other ways and some things on YouTube. He sent me a couple of Northwestern Northwestern Purdue games. They were from 2018.
Now the first one was the highlight from this one, but you wanted the whole game.
I got into a bunch of different film. I went down into some rabbit holes to find some films. I hadn't watched. Have you really watched Northwestern much?
No.
And so I'm like, okay, we're going to comment on some stuff. I need to watch more. I've watched him some casually. Mm-hmm. So I went back and watched some. I go, let's just have some takes here on what you'll see.
Okay. So on Saturday.
On Saturday. A couple things that you'll see from my evaluation.
You're kidding me. We're doing it. All right.
My evaluation of this is that first thing you'll see is that on the hoof, you will not be impressed. You'll not look at it. This isn't like, you know, like going, oh, that's probably, that could be, you know what, if we just change jerseys, it looks like South Carolina. It won't. It doesn't look like that. It looks more like if they change jerseys with North Dakota State, okay. It would look very similar. So you won't look at the team and go, okay, this is a, wow, they look different. This will probably be in the Big Ten, probably one of the least attractive.
Least athletic?
At least the looks. When you just say the look part, just watch them warm up.
Okay.
And you'll say, okay, that doesn't quite look the part. So that stood out to me a little bit. The next thing is that incredibly well coached as far as within themselves. Here's what we do. This is who we are.
You gave an endorsement to David Braun, it sounds like.
A huge one.
A ringing endorsement.
When you turn the film on and I'm just watching, my first thought was, how are they 5-2? Minnesota is a much better looking team on the hoof. Yeah, they just as far as you take a look
Minnesota
at them.
Minnesota doesn't look bad.
Doesn't look bad. They don't. So this will not look the part. Obviously, extremely well coached. If I just start with this, the quarterback. The quarterback, he has moxie.
Preston Stone.
Does not have big arm strength. He threw a couple of picks that were like, oh, wow, they were bad decisions. One was a big field throw against Purdue. But now the balls that you're going to see that he impresses with are in internal throws, which means some form of an RPO throws, inside breaking route throws. Those are where he's better. He has a decent deep ball throw, but he doesn't have arm strength. But that
not
is,
a lot.
Not a lot of arm strength like this. So that's okay. I've seen guys with incredible arms that can't play the position. So Stone can play the position, but you won't see. If I'm to the big field throws, will be very difficult for him. And he threw one for an interception. It is an undercut interception, but
to the big side of the field, yes, it's hard for him.
Yeah, they'll be hard for him. So he's got a lot of moxie. I see how he plays hard. He does a lot of good things, but you won't see. The best way to look at it is like that. There's no chance that he's an NFL. He will not even get into a camp.
Well, he's, you know, one interesting thing, guys, he's 24 years old.
So that's what you see that. You see the moxie, see the calmness, you see all those things. So you'll see that happen when you look at it. So that was good to see. Running back.
Okay.
Not a lot of size, really good burst.
Which one?
Two of them. Yeah.
Number five, number 24?
24, I don't remember real. Like,
he's a freshman.
I don't remember him real well. But when I'm watching him, was that they can hit a hole. I mean, they have a good burst to them, not a lot of size to them. So it's not a lot of, they move the pile. That wasn't their situation. They had an awful fumble against Purdue. There's a couple times.
Which one was that, I wonder?
They were going in to score. They were up 19-0, and this helmet on the ball popped out. So I thought that was interesting with them. So watch him. And wide receiver, solid. A couple good route runners. I didn't even know they have the one receiver that's played at what's his name again?
Griffin Wildey.
Watched him, but it wasn't like, okay, what do we do with this?
27's his number. Yeah. He's got 36 receptions. The next highest guy is 15.
15. So there's
he's
a def.
And when
you just look at him, you see the difference.
Okay.
You'll be like, okay.
You'll know who he is.
Yeah, yeah. It's very easy to see. So nothing too overly dynamic, so which is in a big favor
Nebraska's
for Nebraska favor. Flip over to the defensive side. You won't see much mass kicking ass up front, but they're solid and they're stout. I thought I didn't catch numbers, but I thought their edge guys, especially on the right side, were I'm not saying the word legit, but they are good. We'll have a chance.
I wonder if that's Michael Kilbane.
Had
number
be.
45.
Must like have been. That name. Like that. It's a great name.
Well, he's good.
Yeah,
he's legit.
Yeah,
he's that's great. What Bill would say.
And their scheme will be very solid. Now, they were a huge Tampa 2 team because in Braun's first year.
Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Okay.
Because they could play that at North Dakota State, because almost in every game they played, they had the better roster. They were better, except for maybe one game late in the playoffs. They had the better roster, and you can do a lot of that when you have the better roster. That doesn't add up as much now, and so that part will be difficult. There were runs and times where Purdue had chances to hit runs on them, so not overly dominant. I thought linebackers were just okay.
They held the Purdue to zero, though.
It held them to zero, which now Purdue had a fumble on a big pass play. They were down in the red zone. There's a couple reasons for it. There's also a couple reasons you could sit and say, okay, also that Purdue could have scored more. Northwestern, they missed a field goal. I think they turned it over twice in Purdue's side of the field.
Okay.
So that was something that stood out with it. But the field goal was a clank, just off the upright. It was a short field goal that they missed. But when you watch them, my first thought is, how are they 5-2? Well, if you take their wins, Jake, if you could pull up their five wins that they have.
I got it right here.
Go ahead. Okay.
So the five wins they have, they've won four in a row. Yeah. They've beaten Western Illinois. Then they lost to Oregon. Then they won four in a row. So they beat UCLA, good win, right?
Yep.
They won at Penn State, really good win. I don't care what Penn State's doing. They beat them by 22-21.
Road game, absolutely.
And then they beat Purdue 19-0. Is that four? Oh, interspersed, and there's Louisiana Monroe, 42-7.
And their Monroe is really poor, one of the poorest teams. And so they haven't had a lot of, obviously they caught Penn State at a good time to play, but they still went to Penn State and won, which no
hard
one
to
thought
do.
They would.
No, I mean, I watched Penn State against Iowa.
Yeah.
I mean, the physical.
Yeah, so no one thought that would
physical.
Happen. But as you're watching it right away, you tell me, Steve, watch them warm up, and you're going to go, okay, this falls on coaching. There's a lot of great coaching. Like I said, Preston Stone, not getting into a camp. He's not. He's not. Won't even get into a camp. Just a solid guy, been around. They'll have him ready to play. They're in a good spot. I think Northwestern, I don't know how many games they've played at 11 o'clock, but I think several.
Yeah, they won't.
Quite
they
a few.
Won't.
I think they got several at 11 o'clock window. So this will be a normal window for them.
The other thing to know, Bill, they run the ball 40 times a game.
Yeah.
39.57.
Yeah. It was almost like watching
in watching
the Purdue game. It was almost like it was an offensive drill. Like, okay, Purdue's going to line up like this, and then we know how to block that, and we block it, and we hit it. You know, so it was odd how well they could run it. Now Nebraska will have options, because right away my first thought is, okay, we can do a lot of things to stop the run, but to do that we got to match up. Can we match up with them? Absolutely. And so I think their run game will be way less. I'll be shocked if they're over 125. I'll be shocked.
Oh, come on. Really?
I won't.
I will be. Just because
the reason
I say that is because you can do things defensively to them, because you're not going, okay, if something breaks out, we're in trouble. We have to play two high safeties all the time. No, you don't. So you can, because Purdue didn't do a lot to him in the run game to make it a run game difficult.
No.
So that part will like I said, it's still heavily, as far as roster, it's more tilted towards Nebraska than the Minnesota game was tilted. The roster is clearly
Nebraska
better.
Decided talent
difference. Mm-hmm. But I enjoyed watching him, and the credit is very high to them, very very high. But I also thought that Purdue came off a game they should have won. And I don't think Purdue was right. I think Purdue was just kind of like going through the motions. Just watch them. Mm-hmm. They did not look remotely the same as when they played Minnesota, and that can happen. But it happens week to week.
Go back to the
quickly.
Way behind. Pass rush. What's the pass rush look like?
Solid, not interior push though.
Oh,
so that is good.
Coming off the edge.
So if someone is inside, say it's Spindler's out, that's good for Nebraska because it's not like, oh man, how are we going to block these inside dudes?
Okay.
No, a lot of inside games also twists and games on the inside.
Okay. Oh God, we are late.
A Northwestern Wednesday and Bill's thrill.
Thank you for that. Going to have to be written about. Thank you for providing me that.
It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5 for a chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today's topic is top NFL defensive backs. What teams these guys play for?
What?
That's going to be cornerback safeties.
Hey, Jake, that's going to be difficult.
You know the top defensive backs. Call us right now, 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Simple. Call now to play, 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip and Bill and Trivia. Today's topic, top NFL defensive backs. We have on the line James. James, you feel good about the top defensive backs in the NFL?
Oh, we'll see.
All right, Bill, lifeline for one question.
There was a loss yesterday, and it was about football. In the 70s.
Yes.
Coaches in the 70s. And Steve was alive during that time, and Governor Pillen was playing during that time in the Big Eight. And we took an L.
It was in the tiebreaker, so it wasn't like it was a loss in regulation. But
thank you, Jake.
All right, first question to you, James. What team in the NFL does DJ Stingley play for? Defensive back.
Oh, I think I know that, Bill.
The Jets.
The Jets. No, not the Jets.
You sure it's DJ?
Did I get that wrong? Derek Stingley?
Okay, I got
what
it.
What did I say? Derek. Stingley. Sorry. Whatever. Stingley.
I have it for sure.
I don't know why I said DJ.
But I want you to take this.
Texans.
Oh,
I don't know why I said DJ.
Would have
I think
missed
I saw
it.
Some words to
okay,
DJ.
Good job. Thanks,
Derek.
Bill.
Is it Derek? What is his name?
What's that?
What's his first name? Derek.
Yes.
Derek. Okay. 1-0 lead.
That would help me because he played for us at LSU.
Yeah.
Thank you for getting that.
1-0 lead.
Okay.
Bill is out of play for you. What team does Denzel Ward play for?
Denzel Ward.
Got
Denzel
it.
Ward.
The top defensive back for what team?
For the Lions.
Lions, no. No, he's not on the Lions. Sip, James, do you want that or not?
No.
It'd be, what is it, Bill?
I'm sure it's the Browns.
It is the Cleveland Browns, but...
played for Ohio State. Incredible player.
Very good.
Oh, he's so good. He's Denzel probably about year 10 now.
Been around for a while.
Yeah.
So he went right over to Cleveland.
Yeah.
Been there the whole time.
Yeah, not a long drive. Not a long drive.
No.
To tie it up, last question for you, James. Down 1-0. What team does J.C. Horn play for? Defensive back. J.C. Horn.
The Texans.
He thinks there's two top quarterbacks in the Texans. Stingley and this guy. No.
I'm okay with
J.C. Horn. I'll pass.
That'd be the Carolina Panthers. Yeah. He's a top five cornerback in the league.
Is he?
Yes.
It's a chance to win, Steve.
Yeah, I'm
for the win. And James can steal this if you get this wrong. You're on
Hang
your own.
There, James.
What team does Christian Gonzalez play for?
You almost answered it immediately.
The Raiders.
James, you need this to force the tiebreaker. It's not the Raiders. What is it, James?
Chargers.
James, I feel bad for you.
No, I don't.
Are you okay, James?
James, are you okay? Mark yourself safe.
The answer is the New England Patriots for Christian Gonzalez. Been good for several years now. James,
for so
Paul, please check in later with us.
James, I would have been better with the coaches of the 70s. I'm Sipple's age.
You were a day late, James.
I'm just going to tell you, thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. Hey, James, where are you from?
Lincoln.
Lincoln, right. Nice. Lincoln, listen.
Spalding originally.
Check in with us later. We want to know if you're okay.
Yes, exactly. Have you been concussed? Yes.
Hey, you need to get a call in with RK3 in Western Camp. It's Northwestern Week,
okay.
Man.
So okay. We can do. Good yeah. Okay. Thank you, James.
RK3.
Yeah. Ron Kellogg III.
Yes. All right. Good job, yeah. James.
Tiebreaker. Viking safety Harrison Smith is the NFL's active interceptions leader. He's played since 2012. How many career picks does he have?
Oh, career. How long? Career. 2012.
He's been around since 2012. He's the NFL's active career interception leader.
13 years. Is that 13?
Yeah. I think he's been somewhat healthy in his career. Not like fully healthy.
Hold on. I got to get to calculate.
He's a safety.
Bill, you got to do this.
Well, I'm just going to. I think he averaged about 4 or 5 a year.
Okay.
So I'm going to say somewhere like, I'm going to say 49.
Over okay, under 49.
I'm going to go under and say 39.
37, yeah, the number for Harrison Smith. So
okay, so about hey, three a
that's
year.
A win, though, in the week.
Thank you. Are
3 a year.
One we caught a break with James right there.
James?
Well.
You suggested he might be concussed.
We only had one question right ourselves. I mean, it's a 1-0 game.
Hold it. I did know Denzel Ward.
He did. He had Ward. He had Ward. It's true.
Yeah, we did only answer one thing right. Yeah. That was...
James, it's okay. That's okay. We're...
Hour 2.
We're laughing with you.
Hour 3 is next with Sean Callahan. That's an early break of the ticket.